Dave Anthony.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bot 705. It's January the 30th. Bad Bob, we finished up another month.
Can you believe already?
Gosh, what happened? Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room as John and Big Brad and Angel are already there. People are just signing up. Indy guy just rolled in. It's going to be great today. We got a lot of things happening today. We're going to talk, first of all, we're going to catch up on the weekend. A lot of things, great things happen in the weekend. There was a column by Mark Beecham I want to talk about. I want to talk about what happened Friday at the Veterans Home when I went to the meeting for that. Redistricting, honor killings. We're going to talk about health care. We're going to have Randall Hemplin, who heads up Shasta Regional Medical Center, is going to be on today at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about medical care in the city here and at the hospital. We're going to be talking crisis line, just you name it, it's here. We're going to talk about Congress and insider trading. We've got something for everybody, I think. But Bad Bob, good morning.
Greetings.
Linda's on assignment.
So I hear. Quick look at the weather, and then I'll dial up the Wells Fargo folks. Mostly sunny, a high near 61 today, and winds about 6 miles an hour. Then that'll ease off. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 34, and then continued tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 59, currently 41 degrees. And the report brought to you by Insomo Vineyards.
Insomo Vineyards. You know, it's a great place. It's just a short drive out of Palisadro up there. Great food, great service, the ambiance, the entertainment, everything out there is very good. And he's fighting a battle. And we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. First, I want to talk about this weekend. As you know, maybe you don't know, we've talked about it before. Ted Leidy is a National Rifle Association instructor, and I put on a advanced pistol class. And I just want to talk a little bit about it because we the class, five people in it, and we started out small because it was the first class, so we could try things out. And they shot over 750 times in 2 days, different scenarios. Great time everybody had. I just like to throw out a, you know, of course, throw out a shout out to Ted Ogilvie, who was our top shot in that, and of course his wife Carolyn, who signed him up for the class after listening to the show here. When we talk about it on the advanced pistol class was simply the fact is it was for people who have a concealed carry permit. And I think everybody should avail themselves of what you can have under the Constitution, and in this case be able to carry a pistol after you've taken a class and show that you're safe, you understand the laws, and you're not a felon, and if you got the right to carry a pistol. But one of the other parts is after you've gotten the right to carry that pistol, you need to learn how to use it correctly. And you should be able to shoot, and you should be shooting it on a regular basis. You should be able to use the weapon so you're confident with it and that you don't hesitate, because if you ever have to use a weapon in self-defense, it is a very stressful situation, as you can probably imagine. And so this was what the class was about. And we had just the best five people in it, besides, of course, Ted, Justin, Chuck, Jerry, and Lisa. And Lisa, my hat's off to you. You put up with all that stuff that was going on, and you just kept hammering away and just doing a great job. So if I could just say that to everybody, just a big shout-out to them. And now, before we get on to the rest of our show, we always start off the show with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading negative this morning, 112 points at 12,549. The S&P 500 is negative 13 at 1,302, and the NASDAQ is negative 29 at 2786. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 23 cents at $7.06, and Ford Motor Company down 10 cents at $12.11. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 19 cents at $14.75. North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.65. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield down to 2.98%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 77 cents at $98.79. Gold is down $3.60 at $17.31.80, and silver is down 27 cents at $33.51. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. They're located out on Park Marina Drive, and there, and we have our Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about one man's war with Shasta County for a few minutes, and we've got a lot of other things happening today. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Grading, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. January the 30th, 7:12 in the morning. What is it, 41 degrees out there?
That is correct.
Oh, that is. You know, it feels colder than that. Hey, Mark Beecham wrote an article this weekend. It's called One Man's War with Shasta County. I've got it right here. I know Mark very well. He's a man with integrity, and he sees things, and he tries to, he wants to talk about them. But this, in the case, is, you know, that Reverge Anselmo and Anselmo Vineyards have advertisers on the station, but it's much more. I'm friends with R.C. Anselmo and his wife, and I've been watching this. I've been following this thing years now. This battle, this strange, stupid battle that's going on, and I say stupid from, you know, why is the county doing these things? Here's a family. They came into this county and is invested, and it says in the article over $12 million. It's more than that. It's much more than that on his ranch. And the thing about it is that people don't realize is that they seem to think that here's a guy who just comes in and just tries to run roughshod over everything. Well, I've watched the Anselmos work out there. I watch them work 7 days a week on a ranch, the vineyard, and the restaurant. They're not asking people to do the work for them. You know, they've suffered broken bones, literally broken bones working out there. Who knows what other kind of things they've been running over by cattle, just trying to do the right thing out there. He hires 38 people full-time. He hires 20 contractors full-time. He pays taxes of well over $100,000 a year, and that was just in 2008, and they've expanded since then. And what's happened is he's gotten into a war with the county. And let me tell you, we were on the show with him one day, and we asked about, you know, what was this over? If it's over a $80 grading fee. But it was enough. It was finally enough that he said, you know what, you can't do this anymore. You have been picking on me. You've been throwing these things out. You've been telling me you want to get my money. You sicked the feds in the state, who, by the way, backed off. And you're doing this against me. And so what he did was, for the first time in his life, okay, this is important. This is the first time in his life. And this is a guy who, you know, yes, he has been in Hollywood, but he has been in business his whole life. This is the first time he's ever had a lawsuit. And it's against the county of Shasta. Now, think about that. The ranch, you know, before he came in on, before they bought this, the ranch generated about $16,000 in property taxes and zero in sales tax. Imagine how much money the county is now getting off of that operation up there, plus all the people's taxes. Plus, let me tell you, the money comes downhill. He advertises in magazines, on radio, TV. They give to so many charities that you will never hear about the charities they give to because they don't talk about it. And when he sued the county, it took 2 years for it to get into court. And when it did get into court, court said, yeah, you've got a case here. So it comes back down to the county, and the county wants to get together to try and settle this thing. As you would imagine, I mean, this is a lot of money over an $80 grading fee. And then, and Selmos gets hit with a stop work right after it happened. Now, why didn't they get hit with it sometime in the last 2 years? They hit the chapel with it. Why'd they hit the chapel now? They hit the chapel because of the court case. The chapel's been being built. It's been being built for 6 or 7 months. I mean, anybody that drives out there or walks through can see it. You can't miss it. It hasn't been a secret. And yet, all of a sudden, there's a stop work after the court trial comes up. I think that, you know, whether you know, you like R.C. and Selma or not has got nothing to do with it. And frankly, even if I didn't like R.C. and Selma, I would want this to come to court. I would want this to be settled because the county has had problems. The county does do these things. You can't imagine how many phone calls we get from people. In fact, after having Anselmo on that day talking about this, I got phone calls from other people. The same things were happening to them. And the thing of Beecham is saying is that finally somebody that can do it is doing it. And as you see in our chat room, you know, people like, you know, Angel and others have come in and said, you know what, this is wrong. And when we asked Glenn Hawes, I said, you know, what about all these taxes and fees and everything that you're paying, permit fees? And Glenn said, well, nobody said anything to him about it. It hasn't come up lately. And I thought to myself, well, where have you been? Even your own supervisors say these things are abhorrent. So I'm not sure what's going on here, but I tell you what, we are going to follow this. We are going to follow this, and I am not going to let this thing go. There may be things we can't do. We're not going to, you know, we have people on from the county. We're not going to beat them up with it, but because it's in court and you can't talk about legal cases. But my gosh, here's somebody that's doing something for the county, and all he wants to do is build his damn chapel that he just, it's for him. It's, you know, his letter says it can only be for he and his family and his invited guests. This isn't for the public. And if you knew Anselmo, you know why he's building the chapel. It is for him. But the county needs to get in on this. Oh, no, you can't build it like that. And trust me, if you've ever gone to Anselmo's and seen the level of work they've done, the amount of work they've done, how first class it is, and then you look at the chapel and how they're building that, I guess I'm not sure about how you can find things wrong with the chapel that's being used by a family for his religion. All right. Beecham, that was a good article. And you know what? It's a fair article. He talks about everything about the family, the business interest, the whole thing. Oh, and one last thing. He's not a Hollywood producer. At one time, he was. I got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Clint Black in concert. From Killing Time to Taillight, Clint Black is part of the soundtrack of country music. Critics from coast to coast are calling Clint Black shows the ones to remember. Clint Black in concert. February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Clint Black.
So you tell me who the strong one.
February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Tickets are on sale now at WindRiverCasino.com. 1-800-280-UWIN or visit our gift shop. More info at ClintBlack.com. Don't miss Clint Black in concert. Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment, 7:23 in the morning, January the 30th. Let's just hop right into this. Katie Milleletti from
morning.
The Shasta County Family Justice Center. Am I even close?
You are close.
All right, Monday.
I'm from Shasta Women's Refuge, but yes. We have merged with the Shasta Family Justice Center.
I knew that. Because Mike Burke called me about it.
Yes.
And see, I'm confused already. Okay, tell me what we're talking about, Katie.
We are talking about the Shasta Women's Refuge volunteer training course that's coming up early February.
We need people for that.
Correct. We're starting classes. They're going to be 6 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday night. And it's a pretty big commitment. It's to be trained as a domestic violence and sexual assault advocate. And we just really are encouraging people to go on our website or call in and apply to be a volunteer.
Oh, good. So now, what kind of training is going to be?
Well, it's pretty intense. You are going to be learning a lot of, really important information to work with people who are in crisis so that you can volunteer on our 24-hour crisis line. You have to be certified by the state of California, and we put that training on here locally. You're going to be talking to people from law enforcement, medical personnel, you name it. We have guest speakers coming in. It's really a worthwhile experience, but it is very intense. It costs $15, and it's also great to put on your resume as well.
Well, I know people that are involved in this, and, you know, it is very intense. And so you need a certain maturity, but you also need to be able to help you, and you've got to have a strong heart.
Exactly. And I like to point out that it really is not for everyone. I never thought I would be doing this work, you know, 6 years ago. Once I started, I was hooked, and I absolutely love serving victims now. But it is only for a certain type of personality. We like to call our volunteers an elite team of people who really can handle stress, handle crisis, and take care of themselves at the same time.
Okay. All right. That's just not a regular person at times, huh?
Sometimes, no, it's not. But we do equip you with the information and the crisis situation, you know.
How many phone calls do you get?
Oh, gosh. We're averaging between about 700 and 1,200 a year.
A year?
So,
okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, a month.
A month?
Correct, yes.
I was going to say 700 a year. But that's still,
no,
that's
a month,
still
no.
Two a day. I mean, that's still like two a day.
We're extremely busy. We've been busier than we've ever been. But
What's the biggest thing you're hearing? You must be running trends.
Well, I'd like to point out that not every call is a crisis call.
Okay.
Some are really, you know, emergency situations. I'm locked in the bathroom. My abuser's trying to kick down the door to get at me.
Now there's something important, too. This is not just women. There's men calling, too.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, because I understand, like, you know, just seeing what Jean wrote the other day was like 10% of the people that you help are men, because men are also getting abused.
Yes. And we're seeing more men walk in our doors every day.
I
was just going to mention my father up in Oregon is
an elder,
and he's a victim of domestic violence.
That's right.
And fortunately, the other party has separated herself from the situation, but it was terrible, and he was too embarrassed to go ask for help.
Well, that's what happens with men, is they're embarrassed to fight, you know, to tell people that I'm being abused every day, because they don't want to fight back, because they don't want to hurt her,
right?
Because that's the type of mindset you get into, like the women get into, mm-hmm. about staying, and they get smacked around.
Right.
Okay, so you get, okay, so some of the calls are just, what happens is he's kicking in the door.
Okay, so the calls actually go through a dispatch service. They don't go, you don't sit in a call center and wait for a call to come in if you're volunteering. Mm-hmm. They go through dispatch. Dispatch calls you on your cell phone or your home phone, whichever you choose, and they say, are you ready for a call? So you can get into a confidential location. You can grab a notepad and a pen, and you prepare yourself. And then if it is an emergency like that, you handle it in the way you need to. Most calls, though, are informational, or somebody just, you know, needs advice or resources.
Okay.
But you have to be prepared for both.
Well, yes, you do. And I think this is a great thing you do. And so you need volunteers.
Correct.
And the training course starts when?
Early February. So
early February.
Go to www.shastawomensrefuge.com, download that volunteer application.
It's like
application.
What? Is that like Wednesday it starts?
We're thinking the 7th if we get enough applications in by then, but we might have to postpone it. Or just simply call.
How many do you need for a class?
We need at least 20 for a class.
Okay, that's a week from tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, we'll talk about it some more. In fact, why don't you come back at 9 o'clock and we'll cut a PSA.
Okay.
And so we can play it.
We'll do that.
How's that?
Great.
Well, thanks for coming in all bright-eyed and cheery.
Thank you.
So what do you do when you're not doing that? Oh, you do. You work down there, right?
I do. This is my life.
This is your life.
Because I get to volunteer at night and on weekends, too. So, yeah.
This is what you do?
This is what I do.
Gosh, that sounds cheery.
But I'm the education manager, so
but
I get to travel all
isn't
over.
Isn't that a great laugh, though?
Kids. Ben
said you have a great laugh.
Thank you.
We have to have you come in and do free voiceovers here. okay, one more time. Where do people get a hold of it? Hold of y'all?
530-244-0117 or ShastaWomensRefuge.org.
Okay, and remember, it's not just for, you know, a lot of people have got a lot of men have a lot of opposition to this because they,
right.
You know, it's a one side thing. I mean, this is what I'm telling, and but they don't realize they do help men.
Definitely.
And, you know, a lot of times, you know, violence in the home. And like you said, you're seeing more and more of it, which
yes.
is kind of understandable, I think, with the economy and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we can try and give all the reasons, but, you know, why we think it's happening. But, you know, it's, you know, if a person has a job, I think that helps. They can't help, you know, the money problems, even though you probably get people that are very well off.
We basically see every different type of person, right?
Okay. All right. Katie Miletti, I guess it's a good thing your name's not Millie Millaletti, or Vanilli. Vanilli Millaletti. Okay,
like
gotta
it.
Go. All right, come back later, and we'll cut a PSA for this so we can get it out so everybody can listen to it. All right. Carmel and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to be talking with a good buddy down there. We're going to talk about estate, granite, and marble. We're going to talk a little bit about this business in town and things that can do it, because we always like to support our local businesses. At 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking healthcare. Randall Hempling heads up Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red on Wall Street. Concerns over the European debt crisis are weighing heavily on the markets. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 100 points. European leaders are expected to sign off on a permanent rescue fund for the Eurozone. They're holding a summit in Brussels today, discussing ways to rekindle growth and job creation. The EU is unable to move forward with the second rescue package until debt negotiations between Greece and its private bondholders have been settled. The EU will likely sign a treaty creating the European Stability Mechanism. That's a permanent bailout fund due to become operational in July. And Americans saved more and spent less in December. Personal income rose more than expected. It was up 0.5%. That's the biggest increase since March. Spending, on the other hand, fell short of estimates. It was unchanged. Spending accounts for more than 2/3 of U.S. economic activity. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th Annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Dennis Cowan, Record Searchlight, and Florence Hunderford.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
And coming, not the car washing suds.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 7:35 in the morning. It's January 30th, 41 degrees out there. Hey, you know, we're talking about the crisis line, and they need people there for Women's Refuge. That also ties into the Family Justice Center. And we were talking about before that Mark Beecham's great article in the Record Searchlight, talking about one man's battle with the county. And you should see the chat room, my friends. If you go to the chat room, just go to KCNR1460.com, and you can join the chat room. And the people in there are talking about how what's going on up there at the in this battle that the Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle Company is having with the county. And people in here are coming up with all different things. Hey, they made me do this, they made me do that. I mean, it's just, this is bigger than just one man. This is much bigger than just one man's battle against the county. This is a battle for a property owner against onerous regulations. Now, one thing I don't understand, Shasta County is made up of such great people. Why they can't work something out here? Why did it get to this? That's the question I really want to ask. How did it get to this point where people are going to be deposed? It's, you know, I mean, and all this. Now, you know, when we have different people on from the county, because we're going to have, Russ Mall is going to be on, then we can't talk about this because it's going in court. I, you know, when Russ comes on, I want Russ to tell me what his division does, and let, you know, and again, this Free Fire Radio is a media, a way of communicating information from everybody. So I want to hear, you know, when Russ Mall comes on, and civility, of course, always civility, no matter who it is, what does his division do, and how do we get to these things? I mean, how do people get permits? How does it work here in the county? That's one thing I'd really want to hear from the guy that heads all this up. He controls all the building, I believe, here in Shasta County, the rules and regulations and code enforcement. So he is the man to listen to. Okay. The other thing we do is we promote businesses. We believe in buying local, staying local. We have a business show now on Fridays, which we've been hearing really great things. People are excited about business owners coming in here, bringing in other business owners, and talking about the positive parts of working in Shasta County. Well, we've got Mike Huber here from Estate Granite and Marble, and we have seen the work he does, and it's just outstanding. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Tell us about how you got into granite and marble. I mean, this isn't something you did you just wake up one day?
Oh, no. My family, long heritage of having businesses here in Shasta County. My dad had a huge business in Anderson when there was a huge boom out of the 80s. You know, was about a month away from losing it, and instilled a lot of that into me, how to run a business and how to set goals and things like that, and just finding a niche in the market and reinventing yourself and making it better. And so we actually, when we started the granite business, I had several partners, and one thing led to another. I got a bad granite job, and we opened up a business and went through the good times and went through the bad times. And, you know, I feel everyone that I've been talking to about 2012, it's a different year. There's like a new revived hope, I think, in this community where people are really saying, hey, we need to focus on our country, focus on buying local and buying quality stuff. And, you know, I've been looking at things lately, and just besides granite, I mean, you know, other things that we can branch into and do things, and looking at an idea but making it better. And besides the granite portion of it, we really just focus on quality.
And that's kind of my big thing is, you know.
Oh, you absolutely do. I mean, yeah. You do just, we've had, and I've seen the work you've done in your fire pits. I've seen the work you do in houses and mm-hmm. all that. It's great. You know, one of the things is that when we talk about somebody on the show, when we do a live read, we know the people. Mm. And we know the kind of work they do. And otherwise, we don't do it.
Sure.
And we were wrong, not on the type of work they did, but about, you know, maybe about the individual ones. But everybody else we have been very correct on, as we are with you, that I have no qualms about recommending you to do anything.
Sure.
I mean, it has to do with granite and marble, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, and that's important. And the thing about your business is that you can work with anybody almost on almost any budget.
Sure.
You know, that's one of the great things. I mean, you can put up different packages and, you can start small and work your way continuously.
Yes. I mean, we have people that come in and say, hey, I have a vanity. Can you do my vanity? And then, you know, 6 months later, hey, we have a kitchen. Can we do the kitchen? You know, and now I've branched into building these outdoor portable fire pits, but we put a granite slab on it and just make it look beautiful.
Let me tell you, I've had those. I've had it in my backyard,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing that Christmas show. Mike brings it over. He says, hey, come bring it over. And everybody stood out there. And it's just absolutely, I mean, everybody was just like rubbing their hands along the top. Nope, I never realized you could polish granite so it looks like that.
Yeah, and it's almost a religious experience. You get out there and you sit around the fire pit with a glass of wine and your best friends, and it's like, wow, this is really living here in the North
State. It's
really
religious after the eighth glass of wine, I noticed. Okay, we've got to take a break. This is not an infomercial. I'm sorry, but I like Mike. I like the work he does, and but we're going to talk a bit more, too, when we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear ye, a mandate from the king.
By royal proclamation, your presence is requested at the David Marr Auditorium to enjoy Disney's Cinderella, presented by Reading School of the Arts, directed by Hillary Rogerson. With all your favorite Cinderella songs and characters, it's the perfect outing for the whole family. Come, meet Cinderella and her friends.
I want to meet them.
Bring your little dreamer to the David Marr Auditorium February 3rd and 4th and watch the magic unfold. Go to CascadeTheater.org for your tickets now or get them at the door.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say about Joe and Shelley? They have Espresso Joe's where you get 16 ounces of special coffee for $3, and it's fixed perfectly by the baristas. You can buy any type of coffee making equipment and the coffee beans there, and they'll show you how to make the best cup of coffee. Of course, you walk into that humidor and a maca noodles on sale. Not maca noodles, maca noodles, maca noodles, macas. You get buy three and you get one free, and those are just outstanding. Plus the fact, Joe and Shelley give veterans discounts, and they support this community. What else can I say that's even, they are just quality people. Again, honesty and integrity. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And speaking of that, we have Mike Huber here from Estate Granite and Marble. And we were talking about the state of Shasta County and how you think it's going to be moving forward. You know, I can't help but think that too, Mike. That's the feeling I get, that we're poised here on the step of moving forward. I see so many things happening, like the studio. The studio comes, it will bring others. Yep. And
build it, they will come.
I think so.
And the other thing I heard this weekend was Reading has, and I don't know if this is true, but we were talking about it, and it's number two in the nation for the most sunniest area, the sunniest days. And I think that's a big promotion for Reading in this area. I mean, I've always called it population control. The heat here kind of keeps people away. It keeps those of us that love it here. So,
well, and it was in the paper here, is that you see it even reported on the I guess in the AP. I don't know how many sunny days we have here, but we have a lot of them. And there's so many things that people can do here. But you've got we don't have a four-year university. Well, yeah. We don't have a four-year university, but we are close to a four-year university. Yes. And then we also have Shasta College, which has different programs that I've had business owners come in and say, hey, look, I'm looking for electronics type people, and the courses they have over there, their AA degrees are perfect for what I need for that.
I'm a graduate of USC, University of Shasta College. Spent 4 years to get my business degree. I'm okay. I'm a little slow, but I got it.
Well, University of Shasta College. I love that. But there's, but it's the type of thing is that we've got people. That's the best thing about this show on Fridays, Shasta Startup. They talk about positive. They talk about, we've got people here going, that go with tough wheels, goes head to head against the Chinese and has beat them. We've got other people that have, that have got, contracts with the Marine Corps and all this to make bags. Yep. And right out of here in Reading.
Yep.
We have a lot of stuff going here.
Yeah, and I'm really excited just because I feel that, like I said, this is kind of a starting over point. Like, forget about what happened in the past. From here on out, we're pushing forward. We're moving on. And I think there's a lot of businesses that are looking at that, too. And
I think so, too.
And, anyway, my newest thing we're doing is smokers. It's a barrel roaster. And literally, it's just an idea I had. Friends have them, and they're like, can you make me one? Because I have a pretty big shop that we can weld, we can do polishing. And I just started playing one night, started polishing it out, and I'm like, huh. And so think about it. A chromed-looking 55-gallon barrel drum that is a smoker, roaster, and you put this thing in your backyard, and I'm telling you, it's like every guy's should have one of these because it's like one of those... Whew, that's a man roaster there. It's polished.
Now, you're going to put like a little beer holder on the side there so you can put your beer in there?
I am working on building like a little wood shelf off it, and I've been doing a lot of research on it. But the ultimate roaster is what we're going to call it. And it really is. If you love meat, you need to get one of these for the love of meat, because I'm telling you, there's nothing better when you pull out a tri-tip or a chicken or turkey or ribs or anything out of this thing. It is the most unbelievable flavor. Even my little, 11-year-old kids love it. They're like, "Dad, are you cooking tonight? Are you cooking tonight?"
Now you make these out of a 55-gallon drum,
correct? And everything is recycled. We use used horseshoes. We use used barrels. Clean them up to a T. Get everything out of them so there's no problem. Repaint them. You know, basically strip them down to the metal, polish the outside. We do have ones that are available for colors. Like I'm doing one for myself that's going to be red with a chrome top. We do black with a chrome top. We do, you know.
Can you do team colors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so you could do the silver and black for those people that support the Oakland Raiders?
Pittsburgh thing or the Raiders thing.
You could do that.
Figure out some. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then you could have your barbecue with your team colors during the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I want at least a partial on that. No money. I just want a little partial here for that idea, talking about it out loud. I think that's great. You know, and here's the thing is, you have to adapt and overcome. You have to keep reaching out on this. Okay, here's a fire pit, and here's a mantle. But guess what? I can also do this.
Yeah, and there again, back to our granite portion, we do all different types of budgets. So if you just want to have granite, we can get you in on an entry level, and it's beautiful granite. We do everything up to high-end, you know, 8-slab showers, big, huge kitchens, whatever. I mean, we can do it all. Every budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that we want to have you in to spruce up our bathroom, and Linda's been beating me up on that. Not that I don't think it's a great idea, because I've seen your work. And you know what? How large is your facility there?
It's 8,500 square feet.
Well, I tell you, but you can eat off the deck there. The place is well organized and all that.
Thanks. So.
Okay, Mike, we've got to take a break here. Mike Huber from Estate Granite Marble is our guest. And we're talking business and talking about different things here. And Mike thinks that, as I do, as many people do, think this is the year we're going to turn that corner. Yeah, things are still strategic, you know, strategic withdrawals from a home. In other words, you walk away from the house. That's the big news. And there's reasons for that. Battles with the county, election year. But you know what? This is the year we take back control. I think we have to take control of our lives here and fight and stand up and do what it takes to be a success. Yeah. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, my pretty mama.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist, and because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog. Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Gosh, it's 41 today. It's going to be a nice day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. Anselmo's is a great restaurant. They have music every weekend. There's music this Saturday. They have pizza on Thursday nights. They have lunches. They have great ambiance. In fact, Mike, we were just mm-hmm. up there just the other day.
Incredible
food.
Oh, just amazing.
What can we say? Okay, Mike Huber is our guest from Estate Granite Marble. And we've been talking about business. We've been talking about things you have to do. We've been talking about Shasta County. What else you got?
Well,
besides the fact that your wife is in a commercial that everybody seems to like.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She's the lady that Nicole drives around with the car with the
eyelashes
on it. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens when you drive the car with the eyelashes?
Oh, you should see that. It's amazing the looks I get. And I do the good husband thing. I take it to work, wash it. But, oh, my Lord, if I drive by guys and they're looking at me, they're like, what?
Are they winking back?
Oh, yeah.
No, Mike's like 6'4". He's a pretty big guy. You probably don't want to,
But yeah, I get razzed. But she's an amazing person, and she is.
You too, Nicole is. She is. Okay, what's the plan for the future here? Expansion. I know you're going into different things. It's a bull market, I think, for us out there.
And we were just talking about that before earlier too. We do specials where people who are doing coming into maybe their first home, their mm-hmm. first, whether they bought a foreclosure or they bought something that they want to just spruce up.
Absolutely.
We can come in and get the whole house done before they even move in. So if they close escrow on a Monday, that following Monday, that following Wednesday, give us 10 days to 2 weeks. I've got contractors that are, good friends. We all work together, paint, granite, whatever you guys need, we come in and get it done.
There's something about the granite when you look at it. I mean, every redo of a kitchen or anything like that, you see it. You see it on, that's what you use. And it spruces it up so much. And then again, in the bathroom and the backyard. I mean, and like I said, you work on people's budgets.
Yeah, and whatever you have. And if I come in a little high, we can always sit down and have a conversation, talk about where we might be able to save a little bit. So don't ever be afraid to ask. I mean, I'm the same way. I always ask, But we can. It is the number one thing you can do to a home to up the value of that home. And literally every dollar you spend putting or upgrading your kitchen or your bathrooms to granite, you're not going to lose that value. That value will only increase in your home based on, when you sell it, people walk in, oh, look, honey, the granite's done. We don't have to do it. So, it's a great selling point from the realtors and brokers and people that I talk to. They're like, if that house doesn't have granite, we're going to have a hard time selling it. So,
well, I tell you what, as Linda's told you this, too, mm-hmm. is we wish we had known you when Linda was redoing the house. It would have made big differences on that, on how it was done and, the quality and all that. So, anyway, Mike Huber, State Granite Marble.
Appreciate having me today, Carl.
Well, usually it's probably a 10 or 15-minute segment, but we talked about other things, too. But we believe in what you do.
Thank you.
And, again, like all our businesses, my friends, local businesses. We want to stay here. I mean, you know, always go local. And if you have to go to a big box, if you have to go to a big box store, do that. If you have to, don't ever go online, because the people here in the county and city don't get anything out of that. You know, at least we can get taxes out of big box stores.
That's right.
But you get more. 80 cents of every dollar that you spend locally stays here, where it doesn't in the other places. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike, for coming in and giving Nicole a big hug for me. And when I see you driving around town with your little eyelashes, I will wave too, kind of.
Yeah, wave to her.
Okay, we come back. We have Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to talk about healthcare and all the things, all these changes that are happening in healthcare and the impact it has right here in our hospitals and emergency rooms and with the doctors. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're rallying around Newt Gingrich in Jacksonville, Florida. But the day before the Republican primary, it's Mitt Romney in the lead. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Tampa.
And, Dave, it's a double-digit lead for Mitt Romney in many of the polls as he travels through Central Florida, the former Massachusetts governor criticizing Newt Gingrich for insisting he's not a Washington insider.
It really has been very sad and painfully revealing about the speaker to see him railing on like this.
Gingrich describes Romney as
a liberal by Republican standards, pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, pro-gay rights.
Later today, Gingrich holds a rally here in Tampa with former candidate and now supporter Herman Cain. Dave?
Jennifer, a smoky haze has a stretch of I-75 near Gainesville, Florida, closed again the day after a pre-dawn pileup that left 10 dead.
Cars coming in like 80 miles an hour, just popping you like that. I didn't know what to do. So I just got out the car and just prayed for the best.
Twisted, burned-out wreckage was scattered for nearly a mile. That stretch of highway was closed hours before the crash, then reopened. Why? Well, that's part of the investigation. East Haven, Connecticut's police chief is retiring in the middle of a scandal involving the treatment of Latinos, four officers facing criminal charges, and the chief, Leonard Gallo himself, was suspended in 2010 as the FBI investigated.
The state preparing for the possibility of widespread arrests that could cripple the city's police force. Meanwhile, the city's mayor, who has been condemned for his comment about eating tacos as a way to reach out to Hispanics.
Fox News Radio's Lisa Lucero. We made more but didn't spend more last month.
The Commerce Department says Americans' incomes rose by 0.5% in December, but that consumer spending was flat, no gain last month. Consumer spending accounts for 70% of the U.S. economy.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. There is a little bit of a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down about 90 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
As Iran faces tougher nuclear sanctions and new potential talks with the West loom, Iran showing off a new non-nuclear weapon.
Iran's defense minister claiming these new laser-guided shells are capable of hitting moving targets with high accuracy. Intelligent shells with the capability to identify their own targets. Iran's state TV showing footage of a firing followed by an explosion in the desert, but it's not yet been independently verified. The country's military has run a high-tech weapons program since 1992 and occasionally announces new equipment. In Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
That cruise ship that ran aground and is now on its side off the Italian coast. It's going to be there a while longer.
Italian officials now say it could take between 7 and 10 months to remove the Costa Concordia from where it washed up against the rocks on the island of Giglio. The delay could put a major dent in tourism this summer.
Fox's Greg Burke in Rome. Rough Seas also suspended the search for 16 missing passengers. 17 others died in the accident. There's new evidence being reported in the case of a missing little girl in Maine, in the home where she was last seen.
State police spokesman Steve McCausland would not say where or how much of Isla Reynolds' blood was found or how long it had been there. The Maine toddler went missing 6 weeks ago. The toddler's mother, Trista Reynolds' family, has been told by investigators that the amount of blood was more than what a cut would produce, according to a family-run website. Her father, Justin DiPietro, reported her missing on December 17th, saying he had put her to bed the night before and that she wasn't there in the morning. He has taken a polygraph test, but declined to say what the results were. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The Help gets a boost in the Oscar race, winning 3 Screen Actors Guild Awards, Viola Davis, Best Actress, Octavia Spencer, Best Supporting Actress, and the movie about black maids in the Deep South won the Ensemble Award, the Best Picture equivalent. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Freedom! 8:05 in the morning, January the 30th, 41 degrees outside. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room, as many have, John, Max, Indie Guy, RC. Oh, let me see who else in there. Charlie, you're in there? There's a whole bunch of people. We also, are we still streaming live out in our live stream?
Yes, as a matter of fact, livestream.com/freefireradio, and you can see everybody's smiling faces.
I don't see my smiling face.
Works better when I do that.
Oh, okay, now we're on. All right.
So many buttons!
Linda's okay. Not here today. She's on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow. We always miss Linda. She just, you know what, she brightens my day. And she brightens my day all the time. But she brightens Bad Bob's day because I can't pick on him then. All right. Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Well, Carl, we're looking at mostly sunny skies today at a high near 61. It'll cloud up a bit tonight. Low will drop to 34. And then partly sunny tomorrow, the high near 59. Currently 41 degrees in Redding. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. 12 miles north of Palisadro. Great food, great ambiance. They have music on the weekends. Give them a call, 474-5546, and make your reservations. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Elizabeth, you know what? It's Monday. I spent all weekend shooting. I'm doing, you know what? When that happens, it's good.
It was a great weekend.
Well, it is, and you know, we gave that advanced pistol class, and we just had five.
Yeah,
Ted Lighty. And I were there, plus a number of other people, but we had just five really, really great students. Ted Ogilvy came out, one of our listeners, too, and his wife had signed him up for it. Actually, was Top Gun in the scenarios we were shooting. So,
nice.
So what do you got going?
Well, tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church. We're actually going to have a movie night. And we're going to be showing a movie called Farmageddon, and it's probably pretty close to a full-length movie. This movie depicts the plight of farmers and those that own agricultural land and a lot of the regulations and the issues and the water fights that they're dealing with. And it's a documentary, so I encourage people to come out. It's a great opportunity to meet like-minded folks and to also learn a little bit more about what's happening to our rural land. You know, we're in a private property fight. I think that's pretty clear.
I think we are. I think we've been in a fight here for a long time. I think it's just starting to come to the surface because people are starting. You know, up to now, it's been like the frog in the pot of water that they turn the heat on to. That it slowly. you know, to your boiled. But I think what's happened is they turned up the heat too soon.
And yeah, they kind of ramped it up.
They ramped it up when they did. People, including elected officials. I mean, I had lunch with Senator LaMalfa and Assemblyman Nielsen, and they are in the middle of this fight. I mean, there is no doubt that they're in the middle of this fight, thinking that, you know, this bureaucracy is going after their constituents. And I just, frankly, can't do anything but agree with that. And listening to what you all put up there with our We the People, and, you know, this is much larger, you know, in Anselmo, and, you know, all these other things that are going on, it's much larger than just coho salmon.
Yeah.
It's much larger than that.
Well, it's interesting because when the word gets out, all of a sudden people start coming from nowhere telling their stories, and you realize how many people this is happening to.
Yeah.
No. Not to get off topic, but
okay.
I'm really famous for that. As you probably noticed if you listened to the show on Sunday, I picked up a copy of Enjoy Magazine while we were in the studio yesterday, and I have to tell you, that photograph of you and Linda is stunning.
Oh, shucks.
I mean, it is. I'm not, you know, I'm pretty straightforward. I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not, you know, it's gorgeous. I hope you get a copy and frame it.
Well, I tell you what, when you stand next to Linda, you know.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
You know, I could just be standing there, which I am. You know, just stand next to Linda.
You're a pretty handsome guy yourself. Come on. You guys make a great couple. I was a photographer for years, so I really appreciate a beautiful photograph.
Well, you know, it took him 2 months to Photoshop me. Linda, she was fine. You know, no Photoshop in there, but, you know, the things you can do with computers now. Okay. Hey,
right.
Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Have a great week.
You bet. You too. Bye. We'll see you later.
Okay. Hey, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor now, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 86 points at this time at 12,574. The S&P 500 is negative 9 at 1,307, and the NASDAQ is negative 12 at 2,804. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 22 cents at $7.07, and Ford Motor Company now up 8 cents at 12.29. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is trading unchanged at $8.14, and Bank of Commerce is down 2 cents at $3.70. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices today, which brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.83%. In the commodity markets, silver is trading down 17 cents at $33.62. Gold is down 10 cents at $17.35.30, and crude oil is down 28 cents at $99.28. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much. You know, we get this Market Minute every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. Kathy, thank you so much. My Wells Fargo Advisors are located out on Park Marina Drive. Our guest, Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to get right to him right after these messages. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents Come Back, Little Sheba by William Inge. A recovering alcoholic and his dowdy wife face a crisis when they take in an attractive lodger. January 21st through February 18th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott, 8:14 in the morning, January the 30th. It's a Monday, end of January. I can't believe that. I mean, it's already here. How did that happen so quickly? Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live and on our chat room, of course, at KCNR1460.com. We're also going out live streaming, putting our video out of the studio and all of our guests over livestream.com. Just go to Free Fire Radio on that. Our guest, Randall Hempling from the Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us again.
You're very welcome.
Before we get into the medical side of it, you're also involved. We were just talking about business and the local community
right.
and all that. You're involved with something that's going on here.
Yeah, something that's very new and very exciting in the community. I happen to be on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, a relatively new member of the board, and there are several new members. And one of our tasks this year was to revamp the chamber. The chamber, as in all organizations, gets a certain amount of inertia, and it just kind of stays the same for many, many years. Well, that's not the chamber that we need in this community. One thing that we have discovered is that there are a lot of businesses in the community that suddenly just stop, cease doing business. I mean, you see it in the newspaper. You just hear about so-and-so's going out of business. They're gone. Well, that's not something that they made the decision on that day. That's something that built up over time. What we have done at the chamber now, and this is all being created and it's going to be done very confidentially, if an individual company, business, is having trouble, they can contact the chamber, and that information will be going out. We'll put together what we're lovingly calling a flying squad of individuals, and we're taking the volunteers now. And it may be you who has knows how to better advertise something, or me that has maybe a better way for them to buy their health insurance, or maybe they just need more business, and I happen to have 700 employees that I could encourage to go there. We'll help them as best we can to keep that business going. In fact, we have a meeting at 10 o'clock this morning with a business I can't tell you about that is about to go out of business. And Pat Walter and I are going to meet with them and see if we can help in this way. Now, this works. 2 years ago, you may have seen on the front page of the newspaper that Aramark, the local laundry,
right,
was going out of business, going to lose 30 jobs in this community. Well, as soon as we found that out from the hospital, ourselves and some others went over. We moved our laundry contracts. You know, I was having all of my stuff sent down to be another contract. It was going to Sacramento. We moved it, but we made the condition that if we move this business, we want you to stay here locally. And you may not have seen it in the newspaper, but they're still here, and they're growing, and they've done a great job for me. Our cost of linen and our quality of linen has improved. Our costs have gone down. And it's all because we made a decision to try to manufacture and do everything we can here locally. So the chamber's getting really big into that, and I urge people to support the chamber, for one thing, because this is the change. This is the way we're going to help our membership survive.
Well, it just makes sense to me. I mean, it's what a great idea. You know, see, that's the whole idea about buy local, stay local, is if you can't get the chamber to do it,
yeah.
I mean, what's your chances then?
Yeah. Well, and there's the old adage that you have to make money off your friends because your enemies won't trade with you. So, let's all be friendly around here and try to keep the community surviving, because at a point in time, the economy will change, maybe not the way we expect it to be, but if we're here, we'll be able to take advantage of it. Those people who do not survive now are not going to be here when it does turn around.
Well, we look at, 2012, and you were just listening to the show with Mike Huber and other people, and that's why we have this business show now. She has to start up on Fridays. I mean, everybody is excited about thinking is that we work together and we can go forward. And we can save those. And your plan is, the chamber's plan, what a great plan. Get together and see, what can we do as a chamber to help small businesses here,
right,
that are working hard at it, that are not just, splurging their money away?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of new exciting things coming out of the chamber. There are going to be some apps, like the kids use, but it's going to be for all of us so we can communicate readily on these needs throughout the community. It's going to be a very exciting year.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear the chamber's taking a step forward, because, like you said, it was more abundant. It was, I mean, the chamber, what's it do for you?
Well,
that kind of thing. But now, it sounds to me as like the chamber is stepping forward and saying, you know what, we're going to do what we should be doing here and helping our local businesses move forward.
That's right.
Great. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break now, a little bit early, because now we can come back and let's talk medical after we get back in the hospital, things that are going on there, things that we should be looking for this year, the impact that decisions in Congress are making on our health care. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
River Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. come down and be part of the big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 5th, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3 p.m. Best food yet, free specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings, free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. Wind River offers their guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever at Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. It's better on the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebot. January 30th, 8:21 in the morning, our guest, Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, now we've talked business. You're a multifaceted man. Besides the fact you're a veteran.
Well, yeah, reserves in the 60s, yeah.
Yeah, but you served.
Really, yeah, I served.
Marines.
I don't count it.
Hoorah, I do. Of course I do.
I appreciate that.
Well, I do. You wore the uniform, and you were there. If they put you up over there, and you've been shot, it'd been just like the rest of us.
I was on the USS Little Rock protecting the Marines from themselves on board ship.
which is not easy to do. I don't know how many Marines that have served aboard ship. Every one of them, you can tell because they've got a scar on the top of their forehead from when they go into general quarters and everybody's running through the ship and you have knee knockers and so you lift your knees up so you don't trip over these things and you raise your head up and bang, hits you right at the crown of your head, right where your hair meets your forehead.
Not me.
Well, no.
Knees only.
Knees only. And you know what? I've seen Marines. You see them right after. Every time there's general quarters, there's Marines going down the sick bay to get stitched up.
Ever see a guy going down the ladder and miss the grab bar?
It's not pretty. Okay, Randall, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yes.
Huge undertaking. You're the CEO out there.
Yep, I am.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background here for people that don't know you?
Well, I've been in the community now for 3 years. Came from most recently Las Cruces, New Mexico, and before that Barstow, California. Before that Las Vegas and Phoenix, doing the same thing, working at hospitals. In almost every case, there were hospitals that at some point in time were distressed or not doing well, and we had to bring some new innovative techniques in to turn them around. And this particular hospital and the people here, it was the easiest transition I've ever had to work with, because everybody was focused. It's the same people who have been here for years that have kept this place together so that it could thrive.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, this is privately owned.
It is privately owned, yeah.
And there seems to be consternation about that for some reason. Is there a lot of privately owned hospitals in the United States?
There are a lot of privately owned and publicly traded, which would be very much the same, which would mm-hmm. be held by the stock market. And then there's not much difference between any large organization that owns and operates a hospital, whether it be a tax-paying, as we are, a non-tax-paying, like Mercy.
Mercy's non-profit.
It's non-tax paying.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference.
There is a difference, yeah.
Because you're non-tax paying doesn't mean you don't make money.
Well, they have to. You have to do. There's an old adage: you have to do good to do well. Everybody has to have a bottom line,
yeah.
Or you can't reintroduce new business models or new equipment or anything else, and you can't grow.
Right. Your hospital is part of a. It's owned by
Dr. Prem Reddy,
right.
Prime Healthcare.
Right,
yeah, and that has certain advantages for us. It makes us very nimble in that we make most all of our decisions locally.
Mm-hmm.
The only decisions we don't make locally are capital decisions. We decide what we need, and then the organization Dr. Reddy has to find the money, in some cases borrow the money so that we get the things that we need. And in the last 3 years, we've put several million dollars in new capital into the operation here. That he has approved.
Okay, is new equipment?
Lots of new equipment. Not a lot of new people,
mm-hmm.
but a new structure. We don't have a lot of industrial overhead, if you will. We don't have a big corporate office. You could take almost our entire corporate office staff, for instance, and we have 15 hospitals, and put them in this room. Very few people. On top of that, at the local level, we have directors, and these directors will run two or three departments, and sometimes actually do direct patient care while they're running them. I, for instance, don't have a chief operating officer. We have a very small staff. Everybody meets every day, and we go over what's going on at the hospital, so the communication lines are very slim, and everybody knows what's going on, so we don't have a big chain of command that we have to bounce through to make ourselves work. And if we make a mistake, we can fix it relatively quick, too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you today?
You have a question for Randall?
Actually, a comment. I happen to do a lot of business with Yellow Cab. We have a contract with the SRMC ER, and I gotta say that the level of professionalism coming from your staff is very good. You have a very good ER staff, and I really just wanted to compliment you on that.
Thank you. Oh, Jay.
Anyway, that was my two cents.
How are you doing, Jay?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, I'll be very quick, but my wife and I celebrated 7 years this weekend, and we went to Anselmo Vineyards because you're always talking about it.
Yeah.
And there is truth in advertising. Wonderful place.
Well, thanks, Jay. You know what? Jay's our Yellow Cab philosopher, and we need to have you back on again, Jay. And tell us what's happening lately that you see, because you always come up with some great things, especially about the, not driving and drinking. So, eyes on the street.
I've seen it.
That's it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, Jay. Thanks a lot.
Well, he commented on something that is part of our business model. The public, when they think about a hospital, they think about it when they are most in need. That's when you just are grabbing your chest, or your mom is hurting, or you cut your arm or broken a leg. And that's our focus is our emergency department, in that people should feel comfortable in coming there, feel like they're going to be treated efficiently and effectively, and then moved appropriately to where they need to be, whether it be inpatient or sent home or sent to some outpatient setting. So that is a big dynamic for us.
The Obamacare, the things that are going on in the government, we've just got a couple minutes here before we have to break. Have an impact?
Oh, yes, massive impact. We're all the things I described to you as far as our infrastructure and how we mm-hmm. manage, we put ourselves in a fairly lean position so that we're in pretty good shape in terms of managing the changes, and they are massive changes. Hospitals.
Well, I want to get into that into the next thing. We have more time, but can you give us just one big change that you see coming down the line here?
One big change?
Just one. We'll get into the rest of them as we go on. But before we go out on our break, I'd like people to be thinking about it before we go out on our break.
The big change, and this is a positive, is that the hospital is being forced into doing EMR, electronic medical records, for patient safety.
Okay.
I mean, that's an absolute under the system, and it is really going to do well for people.
So that'll help.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a big one, but that's going to be an expensive one.
It is an expensive one. We'll be complete by June of this year. We've moved right along because we knew it was coming, but we'll be fine.
It takes a specially trained person to be doing this, right?
Right.
Okay, I mean, I know how the billing used to be, just they would pull people in to do billing, but that's no longer the case.
No,
it hasn't been the case in a long time.
No, everything's highly technical now. Everybody, I mean, it's a good place to be employed, but you have to have skill sets.
Records confidential?
Absolutely.
Does the government have access to them? The feds?
Only if you're a Medicare patient and you're getting that and you're for payment. And the HIPAA laws, that's the way they're structured. The government can have access only for the purposes of paying that bill. It can't be just somebody else decides, well, I'm part of the government. I'm just pick a Department of Justice. They can't just come in and look at your bill.
That's interesting. So it only has to do with the billing procedures, and another branch of the government is not supposed to be able to reach in there and look at it.
Only if they're called by the first branch. If they believe there's fraud or something like that, then they can make that call and move through. And that happens all the time.
Okay. Oh, we need to talk about that too, Rod. And a couple other things that are going on. I want to talk about the statistics that you all have here, which are really enlightening.
Yeah, we're proud of those.
Yeah, about patients and patient care. We'll talk about that. Now that's a positive one. I'm sure there's probably a couple that may not be as positive.
The negative thing is that the new system allows everybody to have access to health care.
Right.
Via an insurance model of some type, and it's going to put people into health exchanges and all this. So everybody's going to have access. The problem is there aren't enough people to provide that care.
Good. We'll be right back. Let's talk about that, what impact that could have on everybody then. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. An Occupy showdown is brewing in the nation's capital.
For several months, there have been two Occupy camps in downtown D.C., McPherson Square, not far from the White House, and Freedom Plaza, near the Capitol Mall. U.S. Park Police say they'll start enforcing the no camping rule at both sites today, and that anybody violating the rule will be arrested. Occupy protesters vow to defend their camps.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Presidential candidates crisscrossing Florida one day before the primary.
Newt Gingrich goes to five cities across the state, including a visit to the traditionally conservative panhandle. Mitt Romney visits retirees in Central Florida, where they're concerned about Social Security and health care. About a quarter of registered GOP voters have already cast ballots through early or absentee voting.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Rick Santorum is traveling to Missouri and Minnesota today. Ron Paul campaigned in Maine this weekend. Fox News. We report, you decide.
America, can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening? It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Ken and Sandy Gifford, Lane Larson, and Halicala Ranch.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl in the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 8:35 in the morning, January the 30th. 41 degrees out there. Nice day. It's going to be nice. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Also, we're streaming video live. You can see me in my lavender shirt if you go to you go to livestream.com and look up Free Fire Radio. The exact weather, bad Bob.
Going to be a nice day today. Mostly sunny. High near 61 degrees. And a little bit of wind, but that'll be dying down. Cloudy tonight, a low around 34, not much chance of rain, though. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high near 62. And currently we have 41 degrees with the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive right out of Palisadro up towards Shingletown. Great lunches, great dinners. Thursday night's pizza, handmade pizza. It's not something, each one is an individually made pizza, and it's great. Then, of course, the music on Saturday, you have to make reservations to get in there for the music. It's always very popular, 474-5546. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time, great haircuts, great prices. What can I say? Catch up on your reading there with National Geographic and, you know, hunting magazines and car magazines. They do great work and discounts for veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
And a shout out to the new guy, Logan, who did an excellent job on me.
Well, he certainly did. And I just didn't understand you could use a weed whacker at that level. And, yeah, that works on you. Okay. Our guest, Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We just talked about a huge impact it's going to be. Is everybody, now, what's this, that everybody coming in with the medical care based on an insurance plan that doesn't exist?
Yeah, in 2014, everyone is supposed to have some form of coverage. And I think you're aware that's going to be adjudicated, and you can say, well, that's legal or it's not legal on a mandate. But that should be decided this June, and then we'll know exactly where we're going with it. But everyone is supposed to have some form of coverage beginning in 2014. What that allows them to do is gain access, the idea being that if you can go to a primary care physician anywhere and get your care, then you don't show up in the hospital emergency room where the extraordinary costs are. And that's part of the problem right now is the hospital emergency rooms are getting overloaded with people who come in who don't really need an emergency room because they don't have access to other care. They show up there. We also have people who show up who have an extraordinary need for the emergency room, and the only reason they have that is simply because they've not had access to care. Where a simple bronchitis, although that may not be simple, could have been taken care of with an antibiotic or some other form of treatment. And then they show up with raging pneumonia, where the costs are, and that all could have been taken care of earlier. The problem is that we'll create all this demand. There's a lot of demand out there now, but there's no system in place to care for these people. We're short on primary care physicians, particularly here in Redding. Shasta Community Health Center, which is outstanding, by the way, and does wonderful work, grows at the level of 30 and 40 clients a day.
Because, a day?
Yeah. You need to have Dean Germano come over and talk to you about what's happening in their operation. And they do a wonderful job. They've got 40 plus thousand clients that they take care of on a sliding scale. And, you know, we tell people that, you know, if you can't find a primary care physician, and you can't, and it's very difficult, go there. You will be taken care of in their processes. It's a wonderful operation. We coordinate very closely.
And
with
that's the Shasta.
Shasta Community Health Center. Yeah, it's just down the street from us, but they have a wonderful operation.
Okay, that's good.
But as you see, what that does, now you've created an overwhelming demand, and there's not enough people to take care of them. So these people, because now they have insurance and don't have access, they're even more going to flood the emergency rooms. Because it's an odd phenomenon that people who have insurance are the ones who tend to abuse emergency rooms because they can't get into their doctor and say, I'll go to the emergency room. So they come in with an earache. They come in with something that doesn't require full emergency services. And of course, we can't turn them away, and we can't define that until, by law, we have to take care of anybody that walks in, irrespective of their ability to pay. Right now, we take care of a lot of people who have no ability to pay, but that's our ethic. That's our responsibility, not just under the law, but as
I understand.
As human beings, we're going to do that.
You take care of people.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is... If this thing passes, if they uphold it in the court, that the government can force you to buy insurance, from cradle to grave.
Now, most people don't realize, it was the Heritage Society, which is a very conservative think tank, that made the recommendation a few years ago for the individual mandate. That's the key to everything. That came from that's the idea that you got to pay for something. You and I, we're both, we're conservative. Mm-hmm. I earn what I get. I don't expect more. And the idea of it is people should pay for what they get, and if you are going to expect to get health care at some point in time, you should be paying for that. Now, and that's where the individual mandate came from. It didn't come from Hillary Clinton or anybody else. It came from the Heritage Society.
Yeah, but they've been talking about it before the Heritage Society this. They've been talking, about socialized health care, where everybody, it's paid for by the government through some kind of way for decades.
Yeah.
Decades. So maybe the Heritage came out and said that if you're going to get something, you should pay for it, which I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's should be a government mandate because a government health insurance plan.
But, keep in mind, the health insurance plans are not a government health plan.
But
they're mandated that they exist, though, by the government.
Right. When people, I just think once you start doing that.
Yeah.
So, but, to have people have health plans or have people pay what they can pay for and this kind of thing, I have no problem with that. I just don't like the idea of the government telling me I have to buy a commercial health plan from cradle to grave.
Right.
Somebody tried to use as an example, you're forced to buy auto insurance. Not if I don't have a car.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you're right in the sense we got to take a break here. And of course is that we're going to get overwhelmed. Or the medical system is going to be overwhelmed.
Well, we are already overwhelmed.
Really?
So it's just going to make it that much different. And the problem is it's a little bit of cart before the horse. We haven't created the systems to create the providers that we have to have out there, and that's primary care physicians, family nurse practitioners, and PAs who can do a wonderful job in primary care and truncate a lot of this front load that ends up in the emergency room.
Well, let's talk about that because I've talked to surgeons. They should have another young surgeon in the office, but because of the reimbursement system, they can't afford to do that. And then the number of general practitioners that they're not, or the medical students that aren't even opting for the general practice
it's primarily for them. It's running a business. They don't want to come out and run a business anymore, and I don't blame them. It is extraordinarily complex to run a physician's office.
Okay, goes what everybody's telling me out here. We got to take a break here. Our guest, Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center, about the it's kind of a bleak picture here of medical care in the United States here in the near future. Let's we'll be back in a second. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
The global economy is demanding we change the makeup of our local business community. Hello, I'm Mark Lascelles, one of the hosts of Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. This week, my guest will be Jim Hill of Air Cover Integrated Solutions, a new company that recently located to this area that is developing a technology that powers drone aircraft. Air Cover is a global leader in the field of innovation. We'll be doing their research and development along with some of their manufacturing right here in Shasta County. So be sure to tune in for the show and discover how Shasta County is indeed becoming a player in the global economy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have Espresso Joe's. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They collect American flags that are... If you have an American flag that's damaged or old and you're not quite sure what to do with it, take it down to Tobacco and Brew, and they will make sure it's taken care of with proper honors. What can I say? Discounts for veterans, the Espresso Joe's 16-ounce coffees for $3, special blends. You've got it. You want it. They have it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Randall Hempling, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've kind of painted a little bit of a bleak picture here because I understand like something like 18 doctors have either retired or left Reading.
That's correct.
In the last year. You're overwhelmed already in the at the hospitals and especially in the emergency rooms and this. There's not a lot of if you talk to general practitioners, most of them are unhappy in their jobs. I think I've seen in the polls, people that are coming out of medical school are not going into general practice in many cases because of the business models.
Yeah, well, particularly in California, it's very difficult for a physician to come out and begin an independent practice. There's a thing in the state called corporate practice of medicine, which does not allow them to be employed by hospitals or other groups that are not owned by physicians. This is only one of three states now that does that. All the other states allow it. And all these young people coming out of medical school, they're different than we old guys that wanted to go out and be entrepreneurs and build up a practice and own something. These people want to come out and just work, practice excellent medicine, and not worry about anything else other than doing quality and efficient care. And in this state, it's more difficult than in other places. Well, let me tell you some good things.
We need to do that.
Okay. Hospitals are going to become, as I noted, more efficient because of electronic medical records and all these things. And in our case, we're well ahead of the curve. In fact, we were cited about 4 months ago for being in the top 256 hospitals in the country to be at the highest level in terms of patient safety because of our IT work. That's our information technology work. And that what that does, I mean, it sounds strange. It's like going through Sam's or someplace like that with a barcode, but you're going to have a barcode when you come in, and we're going to, everything's going to be done that way so that we're assured.
They're not going to tattoo it on your wrist, I promise
they're not,
you.
They're not tattooed. We're not putting chips behind your ears.
There you go.
You know, so it's a way to identify people.
Yes.
And by June, we'll have a complete electronic medical record, and that's a safety thing. It also allows us to move patients through the system in a better and more coordinated way. And the reason I say that is, we'll be able to talk with each other. That is, the doctors will be able to talk with the hospitals. The doctors in independent practice. Also, Shasta Community Health Center, Mercy, others. We are trying to create a health information exchange now so that if you, Carl, if you show up unconscious, for instance, at our hospital,
mm-hmm.
we can pull up that information. We can access that exchange and say, well, Carl was in Mercy 3 months ago, and he had this and this and this, and he got these drugs. That helps us provide to your care. So these exchanges of information are going to be excellent for patient safety.
Will it be able to, if you have a test over at Mercy or with your doctor, are you all going to accept those tests?
Yeah. Well, we will be able to access them. It depends on what the test is. Yeah. If it's an appropriate test, sure.
Yeah.
The reverse is even more important. When you leave the hospital, now we communicate back to your doctor, mm-hmm. here's what went on with Carl, here's the episode, here's the drugs that he was given,
right.
here's the interaction of those drugs to the drugs you had him on, and here's the recommendation of the acute care physician. And then you go back there, and you might get a modified care plan.
This is important because, I mean, so important anyway, but it's important because if, especially when it comes to tests, because everybody talks about the high cost of medicine. Part of it is everybody gives their own test. If
yes.
if you're willing to accept a test from a different
That's
from
right.
another agency, that saves money right there.
Yes.
And being able to keep track of all the medicines, like my father in his last year had two shoeboxes full of medicine.
You cannot tell me
that doctor or his other doctors knew everything he was taking.
Yeah.
It was impossible.
Well, the medication reconciliation has been the biggest thing that's gone on in hospitals in the last 5 years. Our pharmacist has to review every medication that you are prescribed against everything that you are getting to be sure that there's not any contraindication. And then that goes back. That's relatively new over the last 5 years.
Well,
and there were a lot of medical errors that were made simply because of the contraindications that were going on.
Yes.
I mean, and that stops. Under all these new rules and regulations require hospitals to be extraordinarily efficient and focus on outcomes as opposed to doing episodic things like just doing tests and getting paid for tests. We're going to get paid if you come in and we get you well or in a better state and move you on in the most efficient manner. We can actually make a dollar on that. That's our profit.
You
motive.
Get me well, move me on. I don't care if you make a dollar.
That's right. The flip side of it is if we fail in that, because the government pays on what's called a case rate, they pay a certain amount of money, and we fail and you get an infection there or we screw this up, we lose money and we have to eat that loss. So it's incumbent upon us to provide a very, very good, high-quality health care if we're going to survive financially. It used to be said, all these hospitals make money by cutting costs and cutting these things. That's not the case at all. The higher the quality, the better opportunity we have to survive.
Well, hey, we have to take a break. We got Daniel on the phone. Daniel, we'll get back to you right after the break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass, look inside an ambulance, and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda will be back tomorrow, 8:55 in the morning, January the 30th. Our guest is Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a question.
Randall. I just wanted to call and make a shout-out for Dr. McConnell, the surgical staff, the CCU, ICU, the recovery folks, the short stay, all that. Because of all them, my mom's still alive.
That's outstanding. Thank
you. So, anyway, I want to start there. And then the other part I was kind of curious about is I never hear anybody talking out on the radio or anything about the fee-for-services and itemized billing versus the DRGs that you guys have to do?
Well, fee-for-services, it's almost a history now. That's historically the way things have been done, and that's going away. It's going to a case rate. It's going to per diem contracts. Most of the time now, fee-for-service is a negotiated rate anyway. You know, you can't... It's always an odd thing because I'll get a phone call from someone that said, you know, I was in the hospital and they charged me $9 for an aspirin, and then I have to explain to them that we don't sell aspirin, that it's like a golf cart. You know, you can't write down how many strokes you how you got those strokes. You just write down how many. That we
right.
can't list all the things that you just listed about the care of your mother. We just have to put it in, we have to attach it somewhere. That's kind of an anomaly of the billing system in this country, and that is going away. Fee for service is going to go the way of a fee for outcomes. I pay you to fix my car, and don't worry about the rest of it, and then compete based on that basis.
Yeah, I was kind of just curious because I know, you know, when the DRGs first came out, it seemed like the cost of medicine actually went up rather than down.
It did at first, simply because of the way the system was set up, but for the government, the cost has gone down significantly. You know, the overhead to run Medicare is only about 4%. And it's an interesting thing that's going on under the new law. There's a thing called a medical loss ratio that insurance companies must abide by, which says that they have to spend 80% of their money on actual patient care. And, you know, 9 states, because of the control of the insurance companies have in those states, have petitioned to have that lowered to 71%. So you think about that they want to spend 29% on something else, and only 71% of the dollar that you spend actually on health care, when I just
right.
told you that Medicare only costs about 4%. So you can see where a lot of the money in the system is in a logjam.
Well, that explains a lot, too, why doctors are moving away from being providers for Medicare also.
That's true. Well, the reason for that is it's a diluted pool, and they just keep lowering what they're paying. Yeah.
That's going. Okay, Daniel, thanks. We've got to run.
All right. Have a good day.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, you know, before we finish up, Randall, you know, there's an organization called Thomson Reuters who rates everything in the world, and they've rated Prime Healthcare Services as one of the 15 top health systems in the nation.
Yeah, and that's all for quality indicators, patient outcomes, patient safety, infection rates, all these things are the best in the country. We're very proud of that.
Wow.
And not that we're competitive at all, but of the 15, there are actually three groups of five, and we're, of the four main things that they measured, we're number one in three of them. And your little hospital in Reading is at the top of our company. So we're very, very proud of the people here that have made that happen. That's the doctors, and it's everything from how well we clean the room to washing hands to following all the appropriate levels of care that are needed. I'm extraordinarily proud of everybody here.
Oh, that is interesting. That's when you get rated something like that.
Yeah, and that's not something you buy. That's over 3 years' data. That's 2009, 2010, and 2011.
Okay. Well, you know, Randall, thanks so much for coming here. I mean, you got major employer in the area, of course, a major hospital in the area providing health care, that it looks like things could be bleak in some ways, but, better in others. We're talking about we talked about the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
which is very interesting. You're into the community.
Yeah, we try to be. Our hospital is a community hospital.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
And this will not be the last time, of course.
Anytime.
Tomorrow, we're going to be Cheryl Clifford, who's running for county supervisor, will be here, along with Body Genesis. Yeah, trying to figure that one. We're going to surprise you with that one. Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to have a big week this week. Law, legal, politics. I didn't get into half of the things I wanted to talk about, Congress and insider trading. Oh, you mean that's not right? Carl and Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Red 8. This world from dragging me down.